This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca. The White House is urging all Americans to avoid crowds and eating out as part of a bid to fight the unexpected surge of the coronavirus. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The sweeping guidelines call for older Americans and school kids to stay home and for everybody to avoid groups of more than 10.
If everyone makes this change or these critical changes and sacrifices now, we will rally together as one nation. And we will defeat the virus.
At a White House news conference, President Trump struck his most somber tone yet about the pandemic and when it might subside.
They think August, could be July, could be longer than that.
Far less optimistic than his earlier claims that it would go away within weeks. Shortly before the Dow closed down nearly 3,000 points, the president acknowledged for the first time that the virus may send the economy into a recession. Sagar Magani, Washington.
China's stocks fell to six-week lows today, in line with global markets as investor sentiment remained fragile after coordinated efforts by central banks failed to ease worries over the coronavirus impact. Japan's benchmark Nikkei 225 closed up 0.06%. Speaking from the trading floor of the Frankfurt Stock Exchange, the head of capital market analysis at Baader Bank, Robert Halver, explains. He says, we've seen a lot of crises. The new market, dot-com, the Eurozone crisis, the financial crisis, the real estate crisis, the Lehman bankruptcy. The virus crisis tops them all because it creates a lot of uncertainty if people are locked in, if you can't do what you'd like to do. Old people are saying this is like during times of war. For us younger people who were blessed with being born later, this is something new. This is VOA News. China expressed strong opposition Tuesday to U.S. President Donald Trump using the term Chinese virus to refer to the novel coronavirus that has spread to more than 150 countries around the world. Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesman Zheng Shuang said that Mr. Trump's language stigmatizes China. President Trump tweeted on Monday that the United States will be powerfully supporting those industries like airlines and others that are particularly affected by the Chinese virus. When asked at a congressional hearing if it was absolutely wrong for the president to use such language, the director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, Robert Redfield, said yes. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo told Iraqi Prime Minister Abdel Abdul Mahdi on Monday that those responsible for a deadly attack on a military base last week must be held accountable. Two American service members and a British medic were killed when Iraqi base Camp Taji came under a rocket attack last Wednesday. At least 14 others were injured. U.S. retaliatory strikes on Thursday and early Friday hit five weapons depots of the Iranian-backed group Hezbollah in Iraq. The International Organization for Migration reports that despite Yemen's brutal civil war, tens of thousands of refugees and migrants across the Gulf of Aden each year into the conflict-ridden country in hopes of reaching Saudi Arabia and finding work. For VOA, Lisa Schlein reports from IOM headquarters in Geneva.
The United Nations considers Yemen the world's worst humanitarian catastrophe. Despite this disastrous situation, migrants from the Horn of Africa remain undeterred in their determination to reach Yemen and then to Saudi Arabia and a hoped-for better life. Last year, the International Organization for Migration reports more than 138,000 people crossed the Gulf of Aden to Yemen. It says an agreement last year between Saudi Arabia and Ethiopia that allows 100,000 Ethiopian workers to travel legally to Saudi Arabia for work has been successful, and the agency calls for it to be extended. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The world of United States sports is shaken to the hilt today as legendary New England Patriot quarterback Tom Brady has announced that he will not be returning to the Patriots for the 2020 season. No word as yet which team he'll be likely to sign up with. Few even passive sports fans can imagine the quarterback, arguably heralded it, and not too much argument at that, wearing any other uniform but the New England red, white, and blue. Of course, Mr. Brady is not the first, not even the second, when considering that Babe Ruth, Michael Jordan, Joe Montana, and Brett Favre all departed teams they made famous late in their career. Joe Palca, VOA News.